We're up to Perek Samach Hei in Yeshaya. We concluded last week that Yeshaya had an impassioned plea to Hashem. We're suffering, Klal Yisrael suffering, the Beis HaMikdash been destroyed, the cities of Eretz Yisrael are desolate. We don't see the miracles we used to see. If only we would see the hand of Hashem and we would experience His benevolence, you would see everyone would be serving Hashem. In this parak, we come to Hashem's answer. And one thing, as we'll learn through the psukim, it seems most Mephorshim learn that this is a response of Klal Yisrael. This is what Hashem answers to the Jewish people after their centuries in Golus. We've been suffering so much, and this is Hashem's answer for us now. The Das Sofrim seems to learn that this is actually for Yeshaya in his days, was felt that the punishment, the Golus, was imminent. He was constantly warned that if the Jewish people didn't do tshuva, there would be a destruction. And these words were actually addressing Yeshaya in his days. And what's interesting is the psukim are written, and certain phrases seem to be more applicable to the days of Yeshaya. Certain phrases seem to apply to us more nowadays. Let's learn the psukim and then we'll discuss that a little more. Hashem says in Perek Samach Hei, in Yeshaya, Nidrashti lelo shalu. You're complaining that we don't see the hand of Hashem. Hashem says, I've always been here. Nidrashti lelo shalu. I was accessible to those who didn't ask. The word drasha is when you are inquiring an answer. Like we all know, when Rivka had the twins and she didn't know what was going on, this was an unusual experience. Vatelech lidrosh es Hashem. She wanted an answer. What does this mean? What does this pregnancy foretell? Well, hold the questions. What does this mean? Vatelech lidrosh es Hashem. She went to inquire what the answer is. Hashem says here, Nidrashti. I was accessible. The answers were available. There were Nevi'im. You could have asked. Lelo sha'alu. And yet there were no questioners. You didn't ask. Not only that, not only you could have had an answer. Nimtzeisi lelo vikshuni. I could be found by those who didn't seek for me. When you're mevakesh, you're looking for something, like it says in Shir HaShirim, Bikashti v'lo mitzosiv. I was mevakesh, I was looking for the one that I love, and I couldn't find him. Bikashti, I was looking and I couldn't find him. Here Hashem says, Nimtzeisi, I was found. Not only you could get an answer from Hashem, you could actually feel the Shechina. Nimtzeisi, I could be found. Lelo vikshuni. And you know what? Nobody was looking for me. Nobody was seeking. Amarti, I said, Hineini, Hineini. Not only was I available if you look for me, I called out, I said, Hineini, Hineini. Here I am, here I am. And you know what? With all of that, El Goy Lo Korov Yishmi, this was said to a nation that didn't call by my name, to a nation who was not called by my name. El Goy Lo Korov Yishmi, they didn't even want to be called by the name of Hashem's people. Now, keeping in mind what we mentioned before, if Nidrashti means I can be sought out through the Nevi'im, that obviously was in the days of Yeshaya. We don't have Nevi'im now that could give us an answer. On the other hand, El Goy Lo Korov Yishmi, a nation that didn't want to be called by Hashem's name, I don't think there was any point in history between the most recent centuries since the Haskalah of the Reform that there are Jews that are assimilated that don't want to be known as Jews. The mass body of Jews in the world doesn't know and doesn't acknowledge who they are. But Hashem says, I'm calling out. I'm available. I'm accessible. El Goy Lo Korov Yishmi, to a nation that doesn't want to be called even by my name. Not only that, not only are the answers there, not only can Hashem be found, Not only does Hashem call out, like Kavi Yochel, somebody playing hide and go seek, and he's hiding, and he calls out, "Here I am," and he's listening to the voice. He's like letting you know where to look, where to find. Peirasti yodai, I spread out my hands as if to welcome and to gather them in. I made the overture to repair our relationship. Peirasti yodai, I spread out my hands. And this wasn't a one-time event. Hashem one time sent kol hayom, the whole day, constantly. There were many Nevi'im. El Am Sorer. But it was done to a nation that's straying, that's going off the path. Ha'olchim aderech lo tov. They're traveling, they're constantly going on the walk, on the road that isn't good. And it's not an accident. It's not that a person was overcome by his Yetzirah. Achar machshavo sehem. They're going after their thoughts. They sat down and they made a cheshbon and they thought to themselves, what should we do? And they chose the path. And it was the wrong one. It was haderech lo tov, and that was going after their thoughts.
Didn't another realize?
Ha'am ha-mach'isim osi. It's the people who continually, who anger me, alpanai, in front of my face. They anger me to my face. Tumid constantly. Zovchim baganos. They sacrifice in their gardens. Umakatrim al halavenim. And they burn incense, the fragrance, on the bricks. The truth is, this is a scathing criticism of Klal Yisrael, but it's like with every, in the bad you can see the glimpse of the good. At this point, the Navi is saying, there were those who were, at least the society, didn't tolerate idol worship. When the Navi is referring to, at this point, the people wouldn't allow it. I'm wondering now, as we're speaking, Yeshaya was in the days of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Chizkiyahu HaMelech got rid of all the Avodah Zarah. If he's referring to people in his time, idol worship was certainly frowned upon and was illegal, against the law. So if somebody wanted to do it, he didn't do it out in the open. They were zovchim baganos. He had a little private garden. And a garden, it's his private area. Over there, he went outside, you know, he disappeared in the garden for a while. And the Navi tells you what he was doing. He was bringing sacrifices because they believed that worshipping the other forces, anything that has a power in nature, if they do something to show their subservience and their honor, that power will help them. And they slaughtered in the gardens. Umakatrim al halavenim. They didn't build any big fancy altars. They put out a bunch of bricks. Umakatrim al halavenim. They burned their incense on the bricks. It was a private thing. But you know what? On one hand, that seems to be a big milah. But the Gemara said, who's worse? A ganef or a gazlan? A ganef is a thief. That you don't know, nobody notices, and all of a sudden it's gone. You know, he slipped in when nobody was looking. And a gazlan is a guy who's a robber, who goes ahead and he mugs somebody and he grabs it by force. What's worse? And Chazal say a ganef is worse. A ganef is worse. Because a gazlan is a person who's not afraid of anyone. As he's not afraid, he's not thinking of Hashem, he's not thinking of people, he's not thinking of anyone. He wants it, he takes it. He's not afraid, he does what he wants. And that's terrible. A gazlan's terrible. Oh, you gotta hold the questions. A gazlan's terrible. But a ganef is even worse. You know why? Because a ganef does have that element of fear. And something that can hurt him, something that can take him to account, he's avoiding. He doesn't want to be seen. But you know what? He doesn't want to be seen, and in his mind, Hashem is not looking. That's much worse. A ganef is worse than a gazlan. I know, you gotta get a good. The ganef
is ashamed what he's doing.
A ganef is worse than a gazlan. And likewise, over here, I can't have questions now. So I'm sorry. Afterwards, we'll have all questions. I can't, because then we're going. Over here, the people didn't want to be seen that they were serving, that they were seeing Avodah Zarah. They didn't want the neighbor to see. But they don't care what Hashem sees. They're zovchim baganos. And that type of attitude, it's ha'om ha'machisim osi alponai. They're angering me alponai to my face. They're doing it right in front of Hashem. Hashem sees, and they don't care. And that's the worst. And again, this would seem to be most applicable in the days of Yeshaya, where people could be, there was idol worship. Nowadays, this whole thing, again, seems to us as a bunch of nonsense, because the Kedusha is so much weaker nowadays. The holiness. So therefore, the balance is the Koach HaTumah. The impurity is also weaker. If you'd have a Navi coming, and he would speak in the words of the word of Hashem, at the same point, a guy could go to the cemetery and perhaps communicate with the dead and get his knowledge from the forces of evil. But if there's no Navi, there's not going to be the Baal Ov. It's just HaKadosh Baruch who balances it out. There was even the Dibbuk. It's been recorded. There have been cases like that, but nowadays it's also rare or non-existent. But when you had the greater the people of Kedusha are, the greater the counterforces. In those days they had idol worship. But Hashem continues. There were those who are Ayoshvin Bakvorim. They dwelled Bakvorim in the graves. They were in the graves where they could experience the tumah, the impurity. Uvanitsurim Yolinu. And they would sleep with the corpses. The places in the cracks of the earth where they'd throw the dead carcass, you know, the donkey dies and throw it down in some pit. That's where they would dwell. And the reason was, again, that was a place where this tumah, this impurity, it has an effect, like Lahavdil. You would say, you know, hang around the base medrash, you'll walk out smelling good, you'll have an influence on you. We're looking for Kedusha, for the experiences of holiness. They did the opposite. They were Yoshvin Bakvorim. And the truth is, the Targum here says an unbelievable word. He says, the Yosvin Bivotaya Debonon Me'afar Kivraya. They dwell in houses that are built from the dirt of the graves. It would seem to me, again, I don't know if this was always such an issue through the centuries, much, but nowadays, you know, they find kavarim, they find graves that are desecrated and are built and whatever. Imagine the Navi's like describing it. They take dirt from the graves, and they use that to build their house. So it's like they're living in the grave. The Pasuk says, Hayoshvim Bakvorim, they're dwelling in the grave, because the dirt, the cement of their house is mixed together with that cemetery dirt. They're Yoshvin Bakvorim. Uvanitsurim Yolinu, and they sleep with the corpses, with those dead bodies, and that's how they do to get their high of tumah. Ha'ochlim Besar Hachazir. And this is interesting. You should know, because it's clear in the Gemara that out of all the things that were not allowed to eat, Chazir has a special place, pig. The Gemara doesn't even like to use that word. I'm using the word because I want to be clear what we're talking about. And the Navi calls it Chazir, but the Gemara doesn't even like to use that word. The Gemara calls it Dover Acher. Something else. It doesn't even want to use the word Chazir. Chazir, a person should use always a very pristine language. Not use anything. I want to, even off color is not the right word. Anything like, even the Gemara doesn't even want to use the word Chazir. But here, you see, out of all the sins, this is like personifying what HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't stand. If they're Ochlim Besar HaKazir, like that's the representative of, you know, the basics in Judaism, kosher food, how can you eat Chazir? Ha'Ochlim Besar HaKazir. Those people who eat the flesh of the swine, Umarak Pigulim Kaleihem, and the sauce, the juices, Pigulim of the forbidden foods, are absorbed in their kalim, in their utensils. It's like if you cook in a pot, chazer, so that you can cook the best food afterwards. It's all treif. It's all usser. The marak pigulim kaleim, the sauces from the forbidden foods are all absorbed in their utensils, and that's the way they live. That's the way they're behaving. Ha'omrim krave lecha. These people, they say, Krav Elecha. come close to yourself, meaning keep away from me. Karav Elecha, stay away. Al Tigash Bi, don't come near to me. Ki Kidashticha, because I am holier than you. The truth is, Ki Kidashticha, sometimes the word Kadesha, a lot of words in Lashon HaKodesh, can mean opposites. There was an English book, Amelia Bedelia, something like that, and they're like, you know, point out in the English language also, and if somebody says, dust the furniture, they don't mean to pour dust on it, they mean the opposite. And Lahavdol, in Lashon HaKodesh also, Tesharesh can mean to plant something, it should take root. Aboyim Yashresh Yaakov. And sometimes Tesharesh can mean to uproot, to pull out the roots. And Ki Kidashticha is something put aside. Very often we know Hekdesh is holy. But I want to let you know the word for a woman who behaves improperly, immorally, is a Kadesha. She's put aside for Tumah. The word Kidashticha can mean both. In fact, as Rashi in Shavuos on Yud Ches Amud Beis says, Ki Kidashticha means, I'll make you Tameh. It's like they say, keep away from me, I'm Tameh, don't touch me, I'm living the way life I am, you want to remain holy, keep away from me. But the Mephoshim here on the Pasuk explain, these people, they're doing the wrong things, and Ha'imrim Karav Elecha, they say, keep to yourself. Al Tigash Bi, don't come close to me. Ki Kidashticha, because I'm holier than you are. They're not, they're totally not receptive to any type of correction. They're doing the worst things, but they're convinced that they're the holy ones. Ki Kidashticha, I'm holier than you. That's what these people say to the tzaddikim. Eila Oshun Ba'api. These toevos, these disgusting behaviors, and this attitude, it's like smoke in my nostrils. It's like Haviyochol, imagine somebody, you know, like you see in the cartoons, the smoke is coming out of his nostrils, you know, he's overheating. The Novi presents it in a very dramatic form. It's, these things create such an anger, Haviyochol, from Hashem. Eish Yokedes Kol Hayom. It's like it makes a fire burning all day. The truth is, we've had this a number of times in Yeshaya. I'll mention one of them, where there were words that Yeshaya HaNavi said, and he said it to his people. A Navi had to spread the word of Hashem. It wasn't allowed to be kept private. He's a Navi with a mission. And he would tell it to the people. And it wasn't clear always. It had two meanings. It could be something applying now. It could be something applying thousands of years later. We had the famous nevuah in Yeshaya. It was Perek Yud Aleph. V'yotza choter migeza Yishai. A staff will emerge from the stump of Yishai. V'netzim yisharoshav Yifre. And a shoot will come from the roots. And it talks about Mashiach. That's the famous nevuah about Mashiach, which we lay on Pesach. Because Pesach is going to be the source of all the geulas, all the redemptions. And over there, I believe it was the Malbim who had said, we pointed out, Yeshaya was speaking to his people, and he said, V'yotza choter migeza Yishai, from the stump of Yishai, a stump of a tree you can see, but it doesn't seem to be growing, it's like dead, it's a stump. That's the way you're looking at Chizkiyo HaMelech right now. He's surrounded, the king of Yerushalayim. The whole Eretz Yisrael is destroyed. There's a king Sancheirim who rules the world. And he's got his little city, Yerushalayim. It's a stump. Nothing's doing. But you know what? Chizkiyo could be Mashiach. And Chazal discussed, if he would have said a Shira, if he would have sang out to Hashem after Sancheirim's army was wiped out, he would have been Mashiach. That's the Choter Migeza Yishai, the staff that would come from the stump of Yishai. But you know what? Chizkiyah wasn't Mashiach. You know what? And that's the next part of the Pasuk. If not, V'netzer Misharosh of Yifre. There are roots in the ground that you can't see. There are roots. And those roots at some point, and it might be thousands of years later, this is actually around 2,500 years later, right? You had the whole second base Hamikdash, and then, you know, before this goes. This was said a long time ago. But there are roots in the ground that are dormant. And when the time comes, from those roots, Mashiach will sprout up. So he said the Nebuah, he gave you all the qualifications of what Mashiach will accomplish in this world. Was he talking to his people, the people right then, or was he talking to us? He's talking to both. If they would have been Zoicha, it would have been them, or it could have been us. And here also, the Klal Yisrael is crying out, we wish we could see the miracles. The truth is, that seems to be more applicable to us. And those days they had miracles. In the times of certainly Chizkiyahu, when Sanherib's army was wiped out, that was a tremendous miracle. Amalek came and killed the millions over the night of Pesach. But you know what? The truth is, we also see miracles. The Yavit says, of Yaakov Emden, that the fact that Klal Yisrael is surviving among the nations of the world, where everyone hates us, and the whole world's against us, and Klal Yisrael's still thriving, and we're still devoted to Hashem, that's the biggest miracle. But we would like to see the miracles where you feel Hashem's kindness, where things are good. And whether he's talking in his days or he's talking to us nowadays, it applies to both. And a lot of the tainas, a lot of the complaints were more applicable. Some of them were more applicable in their days. Some are more applicable now. But we're looking at Klal Yisrael with the vision of the Navi, where present and future, it's all comes together. And these are the complaints against Klal Yisrael through the centuries. Hinei ksuva lefonoi. In Pasuk Vav, Hinei ksuva lefonoi. The Averis, the sins are written down. Not that it's going to be forgotten. Hashem doesn't have to write something down to remember. But lo echsha, it's written down as if, imagine if somebody, he's got his appointments in his appointment book, but that's in his pocket. On top of his desk, on top of the pile, he writes another note. Make sure to make this phone call or do this thing. That's like top priority. Hashem says, Hinei kesuva lefona, it's written before me. Because lo echsha, I will not be silent. Kim shilamti, until I repay. Vishilamti al chaykum, and I'll repay them back into their bosom. The center of the body is where the person is most. I saw an expression, it's the merkaz hahargosha hagufnis. It's the center of all physical feeling. They'll get it right, they'll feel the punishment, and Hashem says, I've tried, and they've rebuffed me. And they've shown that they're out to anger Hashem. Avonu Seichem, your sins. Vavonu Savo Seichem, and the sins of your father, Yachtav, together. If the sin is perpetuated, so then we're held culpable for what the ancestors did. Omar Hashem, Hashem says. And you know what? The ancestors weren't even as bad. Asher Kitru al Haharim. They went and they again brought their Avodah Zarah on the mountains. But it was out in the public. Bifarhesya. Val Hagvoz Cherfuni. And they blasphemed Hashem on the hills. But they didn't hide it. They didn't hide it from people either. They were just on a wrong path in life. This generation's even worse. Umadosi Pulosam Rishona. Their actions, the actions of these Averis, will be punished first, El Chaykum, to them. But Koamar Hashem. But so says Hashem. There is hope. There is hope for us. Kasher Yimotze Hatirosh Boeshkol. If you have a cluster of grapes, and they're sour grapes and they're ruined and the crop is really worthless, but you're looking at the cluster of grapes, you're looking at your vineyard, and you can see some of those grapes have some good juice. Not they're all ruined. A lot of the grapes are garbage, worthless. Some of them are good. Kasher Yimotze Hatirosh Boeshkol. Like you would find the tirosh, the juice, the wine in a cluster of grapes. Va'amar al tashchi sayu, and the one who sees that says, you know what? Don't destroy the whole vine. Don't destroy the whole vineyard. There's something there. There's something good. Ki brocha bo. I see a blessing in this grape. Kein esel l'man avodai. So Hashem says. So too I will do l'man avodai for my servants. Levilti hashchis hakol, that I will not destroy everything, because there are some good ones. The Targum says, Kidnan Amar Hashem, Kmadi Shtakach Noach, Zakai Bedora de Tofona, and the generation, the Dor HaMabul, there was somebody, there was some good juice there, there was some wine, there was a Noach. Just like in the times of the Mabul, there was a Noach. Vamores, and I said, Lola Chabluse, don't destroy him. It's not all hopeless. So Hashem saved Noach. And from that Noach, the world once again developed and grew and prospered. Noach was the sweet one. But Eshkol, in a generation that was shokul, that was worthless, that was no good. But kasher yimotzei atirosh be'eshkol, I find that tzaddik. I found the wine in the cluster. V'amar al tashchi seyu. So the one seeing, it says, don't destroy it. Ki brocha bo, there's a blessing in that cluster. Kein esel l'man avodai. So Hashem says, so I will do. L'man avodai, for my servants, there are those that I know are faithful to me. Levilti hashchi sakol, that I will not destroy everything. Votesim Yaakov zera. I'll take out from Yaakov. Yaakov means even Aseres Hashvatim. Yaakov is Klal Yisrael on a lower madrega, as opposed to Yisrael. But Votesim Yaakov zera. From Yaakov, you'll see things will grow. I'll bring forth offspring. There'll be children. There'll be zera. Yehuda, and from Yehuda, which is where you have the Beis HaMikdash, where Yehuda and Binyamin, which is where you had the Beis HaMikdash, Yehuda Yoresh Haroi, there'll be those who will once again inherit my mountains. They'll get the Beis HaMikdash, they'll get Yerushalayim. V'Reshua Bechirai, those I've chosen, Klal Yisrael, I've chosen, the Aseres HaShvatim are also chosen. They'll settle the land. Vavodai, and my servants, the Kohanim and the Levim, they don't own the land. They're not going to get the Yerusha. But Yishkenu Shama, they'll dwell in Eretz Yisrael. They have cities, they have a place to live. But once again, from the Tzaddikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will settle the land. V'hoyah HaSharon Linveitzon, the area of the Sharon, the Sharon, the area along the coast between Tel Aviv and Yafo, the Sharon will be in a Veitzon. It will be a place where the sheep, the flocks of sheep can settle. Ve'emek Ochor, the valley that was destroyed and was no good, will also become the Revetz Bokar, a place where the cattle can lie down. La'ami asher d'roshuni, from my people who have sought me out. Not everyone is not searching for Hashem. You look at it and it seems that Klal Yisrael is not there for Hashem. It's hard to imagine. But if you looked at the world population now, the world Jewish population, most of them do not know Hashem. They don't know Shema. They don't know anything. Even in Eretz Yisrael, they don't know. There are Jewish children being raised there that don't have never been to the Kaisel. It's they don't even know the significance of it. But there are tzaddikim. There are those la'am yasher d'roshuni. There are those people that have sought me out. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, for them, we'll bring them back to Eretz Yisrael and they'll once again settle it. Va'atem ozvei Hashem. But you, who have abandoned Hashem, Hashchichem es har kodshi, who forget the Beis HaMikdash, we have to be constantly cognizant. Imlo alas Yerushalayim arosh simchasi. Not to forget Yerushalayim. But those who forget Har Kodshi. Ha'orchim la'gad shulchan. Who set the table for God. Not Jidashti. God over here, that's the Hebrew word. La'gad. Rashi brings in Chumash. Yaakov's son God. One of the Shvatim was called God. But the name after this, God means to push it and have a good mazel, to have a good luck. It's a good sign that he was born. Ha'orchim la'gad shulchan. But here we're talking about people who look at the cloud, the mazolos, the constellations, and instead of just viewing it as part of what Hashem has placed in the world. The truth is, when we have a simcha, very often you give somebody a bracha, mazel tov. You should have a good mazel. Everyone's born under a mazel. Certain things are predetermined, not based on your zechusim. You should have a good mazel. I wish you a mazel tov. But you can't go ahead and start doing ceremonies for these constellations. Ha'orchim la'gad shulchan, they would arrange a table for this mazel of God. V'amimalim lamini mimsoch, and they would fill up cups of mixed beverages that mix the wine for this mini. Now the truth is, the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Samach Zayin brings down a number of practices that are like superstitious. It's called Darchei Ha'amori. You're not allowed to do it because it's not, these things are not sensible. It's just like a superstition. In other words, and it's not allowed. And the Gemara says, Ha'omer God Godi, V'sanu Glow, my mazel should be strong, my mazel should be good and not get tired, ashki ubushki, not day or night, it should always, my mazel should be good always. Yesh bo midshum darkei hamori. That's like a superstitious type of thing. What are you, he's saying, a guy's saying, oh, I should have good luck today. What do you mean? You know, whatever, my luck shouldn't run out on me. It's darkei hamori. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you refer to God, God ain't well a lashon avodah zarah. This word God, Gimel Dalet, is a lashon of avodah zarah. And he brings our pasuk, shenemar ha'orchim la'gad shulchan, those who set their table for this constellation. Again, it doesn't say they're actually sacrificing, just like it doesn't say that they're pouring nisochim to this mini. They're filling the mimsach, the mixed beverages. But the Gemara understands it to be Avodah Zarah. Rashi says, Ha'orchim la'gad, they would arrange the table for this Avodah Zarah. V'hamimalim lamini mimsach. And they would fill up Lamini, based on the number, mini can be for like a minion. They would have a number of people that were invited, and for the crowd that was there, lamini, for those that were counted in, they would fill up cups of mixed wine, and they would have this celebration. Or it could be mini itself is an avodah zarah. And they did this. Umanisi eschem lacherev, those who are involved in this practice, Hashem says, they'll be counted. They'll be counted lacherev to be killed by the sword, v'kulcham latevach tichro, and all of them will slump down in being slaughtered. Yan karasi v'lo anisim, because I called out and you didn't answer. Dibarti v'lo shematem, I spoke and you didn't hear. Batasu arabe ena, you did what was evil in my eyes. V'ashelo chafatzti b'chartem, and what I didn't want is what you chose. It's interesting, the Gemara says, this actually has a relevance to us nowadays. The Gemara says like this, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, on Sadi Beis Amid Aleph. The Gemara first brings a statement. Kol she'eino mishayer pasal shulchano. Somebody who doesn't leave bread on his table. Eino ro a simen brocha la'olam. He won't have a simen brocha. And then he won't have a simen brocha, and it bases it on a pasuk. That a person should leave bread on the table. And then the Gemara asks, Va'amar Rabbi Elazar says, Kol HaMashayer P'sisin Al Shulchano, if a guy leaves bread on the table, who is he leaving it for? It's Kilo Oivet Avodah Zarah. It's like he's worshipping Avodah Zarah. Shenemar Ha'orchim La'gad Shulchan, our Pasuk, V'amimalim Lamini Mimsoch. Those who arrange the table for God, and they fill the libation from Mini, it's like Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara answers, Lokashi, Hodiiko Shlema Bahadei, Hodaleka Shlema Bahadei. It depends whether there's a full loaf of bread or it's only crumbs. And I would just like to mention this din brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in Orach Chaim, Simen Kuf Pei. Listen to this halacha. Kol mi she'eino mishayer pasal shulchano. Somebody doesn't leave bread on his table. Ein roi simen bracha lo'olam, doesn't see a simen bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah says, the reason is, d'tzorach l'shayer k'dei she'ei mizuman lo'oni she'yovo. Again, we're not even so, you know, in previous generations, they were more, you know, certain things, as good as we are, they were greater than us. And former times, people used to even hang out a flag when they were eating. And if a guy was walking down the street and he saw the flag, he knew he could come in and have a meal. As long as he's hanging down to the meal. And if a guy left bread on the table, if a guy walks in, he'll have what to eat. Nowadays, I don't know how many people just have drop-in guests. The guy knocks on the door and he comes in and he eats. But this is the idea behind the halacha. If he leaves bread on the table, kidei shei mezumen la'ani she'yavo, and ani comes, there'll be what to give him. Like Chazal say, hamarich b'shulchano marich lo yomov. If a guy runs a long meal, he'll have a long life. Because in those days, if you had a long meal, it gave more of a chance for the poor to join you. Because you're at the table longer. That's one reason. And the Mishnah Berurah says there's another reason to leave over something on the table. That when he's benching and he leaves over on the table the crumbs, it shows that I'm benching. And as we ate him, there's leftover. It's not all finished. We see that we acknowledge the bounty of Hashem that we have so much. So there is an inyan to leave over the bread on the table. On the other hand, he brings down actually the kosav shlo, that it's proper to give an ani from the best. No, don't just leave him the crumbs. Don't just leave him what's worthless. A person should give an ani the best, especially if it's a choshev ani. And he praises those communities where people used to bring in yeshiva bachrim. Shemachzikim lomdim bachurim al shulchanam. People used to have the house bachur would come in, and they had teg. The yeshiva guys would have different houses to eat with on different days. But the Machaber says, avalo yavi pashlema. A person shouldn't bring a full loaf of bread, v'yitnena al shulchan, and put it on the bread. He's not eating, and put it on the table. He finished eating. He's not eating anymore. He's bringing out a loaf of bread. Who is he bringing it for? And I guess the guests that are coming, he wouldn't necessarily open a new loaf of bread. In other words, he's finished. He's putting it on this loaf of bread. V'im osa kein mechzid l'shem avodas kochovim ovid, shenemar ha'orchim lagad shulchan, based on this pasuk, based on the Gemara we mentioned in Sanhedrin, to bring in a full loaf of bread. It seems as if he's bringing it in as an honor for this Avodah Zarah, for God. And therefore he shouldn't do that. But the Mishnah Berurah says that's talking where there's crumbs. There is food on the table. So now what are you bringing in the full loaf for? You're finished eating. If there's nothing on the table, you want to bring in a loaf of bread, that there should be something, that's good. To end on the positive note, again, as we had, Kashir Yimotzei HaTirosh Ba'eshkol. The Navi says you can have a time where the grapes are all sour, everything looks bad, and the multitudes don't know Hashem. But sometimes you can have some juice in that cluster. Va'omar Al Tashchiseyu Kibrocha Bo. And the one who sees it says, don't destroy it, there's a blessing there. So too, Klal Yisrael, we've lost a lot over the centuries. And there are a lot of people who don't know Hashem, and in B'davka, they pick up agendas, and they call it the Jewish agenda, and they espouse beliefs and convictions that are against the Torah and against Yiddishkeit. But that might be the masses. But kasher timotzei hatirosh be'eshkol, you can have a little bit of juice in the few chosen grapes, and those are the avoda yishkenu shama, those who serve Hashem, will once again live in Eretz Yisrael, will be able to come back, and there'll be a rebirth from them. Which incidentally, today's Lag BaOmer, that's among the praise of Rishim VaYochai, that's Nasa Adam Nemar Bavurecha. Sometimes it can be one individual who can exempt the whole world from the Midas Hadin, who's the perfection of the creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, these words of Yeshaya, which can apply to us at the very end of time, but there are those who will remain, who will make it to the finish line, who will be zochet to see the complete geula. B'mehir v'yameinu.
All right.